At Wednesday's city council meeting, councilors set the 2011 levy at close to $826,000. That's a 3% increase. Mayor Sue Hakes said local government aid from the state is too uncertain to count on.
Basically, they've told us that we're going to be getting our full allocation of $200,000-something, and we're not believing it. So what we did was we budgeted according to what they gave us in 2010, which was about $111,000. And we're still very nervous about that. You know, the state is, it's no secret that they're in pretty dire straits financially. They've got about a $6 billion debt that they're trying to figure out. And so the local government aid and market value homestead credit monies that we get at the city of Grand Marais are at risk. And that's about $111,000, as I mentioned. And it could be zero. It could be something in between. So we're trying to manage for that risk.
City Administrator Mike Roth walked councilors through a list of budget risks. Hakes said there are other possibilities in addition to loss of local government aid.
We actually spent about an hour talking about all the various risks to our budget. You know, the pool, the roof blew off. We've got that covered, but it's possible we may need a new boiler there. Our backup boiler is now our primary boiler, and it's not reliable. We've got contract negotiations coming up with the union.
Hakes said that she had hoped to come in under the preliminary levy increase, but the variables are just too many.
Unfortunately, we're raising the levy, the 3% that we had set it at in tentatively anyway in September, and we did decide to certify that amount. We wanted to try and knock it down a little bit, but a 3% increase is only $23,000. And with a couple hundred thousand dollars of unknowns in the budget, we felt that it was too risky to not raise it 3%. And there are unknown things too as well that could pop up. So we wanted to play it safe, and we went up the 3%.
The bright side of next year's budget is the recreation park projects revenues over $700,000. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.